This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
What's better than looking back at what might have been? We love these stories. We love the behind the scenes stories of trades that did or didn't happen, how it might have changed history. It is a good time to do this right now because the Red Sox and Marlins are playing a series, and that brings us back to, yep, it was 20 years ago, just more than 20 years ago, or just less than 20 years ago, where the Marlins and Red Sox make a monumental trade that sent Mike Lowell and Josh Beckett and Guillermo Moda, who can't forget Guillermo Moda, to the Red Sox for Jesus Delgado, Harvey Garcia, and the big two big ticket items in the deal with the Marlins getting back, Kaylee Ramirez and Anibal Sanchez. So what happened after that? Obviously, the Red Sox a couple years later win the World Series. Boom, boom, boom. It works out for them. Get to the ALCS, Game 7 ALCS the following year. Lowell wins the World Series MVP in 2007. Beckett, second in Cy Young voting in 2007 as well. Dominant pitcher. So how is this pertinent right now? Well, because in case you have listened to Baseballs and Boring, we get the what's what when it comes to these stories, entertainment, insight, information, education. And in this case, we talked to two guys who almost got Josh Beckett and Mike Lowell, but didn't. And those guys were John Daniels, who was the GM of the Texas Rangers, and Thad Levine, who was the assistant GM of the Rangers at the time. How this happened, how this almost happened, almost changed the course of history. And now we get a chance to sit down with both John Daniels and Thad Levine to talk about their reflections on lessons learned from the dealings with the Marlins, how their deal, what they thought was done in getting Beckett and Lowell, fell apart, and why it fell apart, and once again, how that could have changed, how it probably changed them going forward, not only in terms of players, but in terms of perspective, in terms of approach. So I want to give you this Baseball Isn't Boring on the go. Here you go. The first up is going to be Thad Levine, who was the assistant general manager at the time for the Texas Rangers. And then his boss at the time, John Daniels, the then GM for the Rangers. Both at the very, very beginnings of their tenures with Texas, they went off to do really, really great things, we know. But once again, this was a very early lesson learned for them, and in the most painful way, but not in a painful way for the Red Sox. All right, here you go. The history of the Josh Beckett and Mike Lowell trade.
This was a great lesson to learn, and talk about scouting reports on opposing general managers. Larry Beinfest was running the Marlins at the time. He made us a proposal, and basically, I think all the players are retired now, so I can talk about them. But Lowell and Beckett for Hank Blaylock and Thomas Diamond or John Danks, their choice of those two pitchers, we slept on it. We came back to him and said, hey, listen, we made one slight tweak to the deal. And he said, oh, you misread that. That was the deal we were prepared to do. We're going to trade him to the Red Sox. And it hung up on us. And we were like, oh, my God, that was devastating because, you know, Beckett is a Texan. He would have been a perfect fit for that team. We kind of had already gotten sign off from ownership that we could do the deal. We tried to, you know, tweak it a little bit. And don't get me wrong. We weren't being, gratuitous there. Like most teams don't think that the offer is the only deal that the other team would make. So it was very natural to make a counter proposal. In this case, it wasn't appropriate. We lost the player and we learned a big lesson.
You did tell me the example of
the Adrian Gonzalez deal. Like that.
The Mike Lowell deal.
Oh, yeah, Mike Lowell deal. But the reason some of those decisions were, you know, whether they worked or didn't work, but the ones that didn't work generally, it wasn't so much that, like, the actual, like, evaluation was wrong. It was, like, the lead-up to it. Like, our competitive, like, where we were competitively at the time and, like, what we were trying to do. And then we just stepped on the gas before we were really ready. And I think once we, like, put a plan in place, kind of 07 forward, you could see everything made sense. It fit together, but we like leaned into our strengths, which was, you know, we were heavy like on the scouting side, development side. We leaned into that, and we built this like young, you know, group of players that ultimately came up from the big leagues. But that's where that's what I see here with the Rays. Like everything is, it's a long term mindset. There's no shortcuts, and it really has to come from ownership. Like, you know, you can't operate it. You know, if you have a different philosophy from ownership, and they want to, you know, accelerate it, and they want to make headlines, and they want to do this or that. I think when you're aligned, everybody's like, hey, we're going to stay focused on the big picture, long term. You see the results, you know, 2008 forward, like, despite like a low payroll.
Results are results, man. Wins. You
know, these guys have killed it.
Yeah.
You know, they've killed it.
So I mentioned my synopsis, Mike Lowell. You slept on it like a day, and we don't need to read, you know, the Mike Lowell, Josh Beckett thing.
Oh, yeah. I was actually thinking about when we were going to trade Max Ramirez for him and
this
yeah, no that yeah that deal was yeah that I that deal was like a great example where like I you know you have to be timely, you have to be able to make a quick decision. We had the information. I had just gotten the job, and I wasn't,
this is
I wasn't
the
ready.
Josh Beckett Michael Josh
but yeah you know Michael Hill and Larry Beinfest presented a deal to us, you know, before Boston was really involved with Hanley. It was our deal to have. It was Hank Blaylock and then either Thomas Diamond or John Danks. Mm. And I thought, like, at the time, what I wanted to do is I wanted to get buy-in from everybody. So I talked to, like, just about everybody in our organization on Danks versus Diamond. And when I finally made a decision, I called Larry back, and he was like, oh, sorry, we're going
Done.
In the direction.
Done.
You know, you've got to be... You have to be deliberate, but you got to be ready to go.
What was the Adrian Gonzalez thing? I have to ask.
We thought we were better. We thought we were ready to compete in 06. We were ready to win. We were not. We weren't built to win. And so we traded Adrian Gonzalez and Chris Young to San Diego. Kevin Towers did the deal. And it was a 3-for-3, but the main guys were Adam Eaton, the pitcher, and Aki Otsuka. Hmm. And Otsuka pitched well for us, and then he got hurt. Actually, in Boston, he got hurt.
Yeah.
Right before the trade deadline. But, you know, we weren't... We underestimated how good Adrian was going to be. But I think more importantly, like, we shouldn't have been in the... We weren't, like, a piece or two away. Like,
yeah.
We shouldn't have been trading young players like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.